As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, April the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access, you may call 512-904-8014 if you're in the Austin, Texas area. And or you can call in 866-841-1065 from around America and around the world, and your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the big mo to me, 65647, that zip code. Big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. That contact information, so much more available for your perusal at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Banking and immigration regulation gained prominence on the congressional calendar. We'll talk a little bit about that. Precious metals trade higher, so much more in the news. We'll go there. The news sphere, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, evolution, revolution, Aldous Huxley, lots more on that continuing study, if you will, into the new age thinking, the co-creationist thinking. Well, we'll go there in a moment. Let's go to the market report for this morning. Thursday, April the 29th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading down a dime at $1,164.90. Like to see it on the high side of 1160. And the silver this morning moves up 5 cents, trades above 18 at $18.11 a troy ounce for that beautiful metal. Platinum moves up a buck at $1,709, and palladium up too at $541 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $11 spread. We're looking at $1,161.30 for a low, $1,172.30 for a high, for a for a high, that's an $11 spread. But at $1,164.90, your gold is up year to year, $266.50 for a 29.67% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price, the London Bullion Market Association. You can visit their website, just browse it up, London Bullion Market Association. Find out all about them and all of their various members, all the cast of criminals. Well, they set the price at $1,170. We're trading $6 below that now. It might creep back up there again today. We'll see. The SPDR gold shares moves up this morning. They moved up another 6.08 tons, now holding 1,152.91 tons, according to their website, of precious metal, supposedly, ostensibly, for a $43.02 street value. Well, we will be back in a moment. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 29th, 2 hour 2010 broadcast of Become a Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in. Finish that market report out for this morning. After trading again out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading off a dime at $1,164.90. Silver up 5 cents at $18.11 an ounce. Platinum up a buck at $1,709. And palladium up $2 at $541. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 53, at 11,045. The NASDAQ, flat virtually, up just a fraction a little bit, closed out at 2,472. And the S&P 500, standard no so very poor 500 index, up 8 at 1,191. Get all my numbers straight here this morning. Crude oil, again, moves up almost a dollar, up 99 cents. That's not good news. Trades at $84.21 a barrel, or light sweet crude. There's a glut of oil out there today. A glut of oil, more oil than you can shake a stick at. Certainly a lot of oil sliding across the surface of the Gulf of Mexico, too. We'll talk about that in a moment. But that's not good news. Higher the cost of crude oil, of course, the higher the cost of gasoline and diesel fuel and naphtha and other things, all the petroleum distillates and all of your little bags and baggies and all of the plastic crap that's made out of this stuff. your nylons and everything else goes up, including a lot of your food products, also made out of petroleum. Anyway, U.S. dollar index this morning moves down 27 basis points, trades at 81.96. As a result, the Forex moves up. The Canadian loonie back at parity again with the U.S. dollar, up 67 basis points in early trading, trades at 1.0027 is the exchange multiplier there. Against the U.S. dollar, you might as well count on it. It's a buck. And the Mexican peso, still on the high side or the north side of the Rio Grande, moves up 48 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 24 to buck 32. The British pound moves up 36 basis points, trades at $1.53. And that Swiss franc up 28 basis points, trades at 92 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is yielding 1.02%. The 10-year is at 3.76, and the 30-year bonds at bonded indebtedness, 4.62% is the yield in the mortgage market. The fixed mortgages, 15-year mortgages this morning, move up just a fuzz from last month, where they were 4.37. They move up to 4.38% this month. The 30-year moves up again still from 5.11 last month, 5.11% last month, to 5.13% this month. Well, you're out there trying to buy a $1 million home, folks. That adds up to real money in a hurry. Let's go to the news. This off of Bloomberg. Senate Republicans vow to amend the finance bill as debate begins. So after Senator Carl Levin, or Levine, or Levine, whatever you want to attribute his origins to, his genealogical, his vain genealogy, as the Bible says, after Levin got done beating up Blankfein, well, it just all moves ahead. The Senate Republicans again vow to amend the finance bill as debate begins. This article by Allison Vection and James Rowley. Again, this is this collaborative writing project we heard about from the Harvard Business Review. Senate Republicans abandon their effort to block debate over legislation overhauling U.S. financial rules, vowing instead to fight for changes to the bill on issues ranging from consumer protection to derivatives. Does that sound at all remotely familiar to you, my friends? Isn't that just the way it goes? The Senate today will begin considering amendments to the legislation. I found it rather humorous, revolting almost, vomitous perhaps. William Jefferson Clinton... The bodies are in Mena. The dress was stained Clinton. Clinton comes out and he talks about, well, he thinks that, you know, hey, Goldman sucks. They're okay. Didn't do anything illegal. No crimes here. As if that matters. But, of course, his opinions are paid for highly by many people that invite him to speak before their groups. But the Senate today will begin considering amendments to the legislation, which is based on a proposal by Barry the Usurper. Sure. Beginning with the Democrats' plan to strengthen oversight of the $605 trillion over-the-counter derivatives market. $605 trillion. All right. Here's a quiz class. How many zeros follow 605 to make $1 trillion? Anyone get that quickly? Here's a quote. I'll be offering a lot of amendments, close quote, on parts of the bill, including a proposal to create a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at the Federal Reserve, said Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, who negotiated on behalf of the Republicans to get a bipartisan deal before talks broke off yesterday. Negotiated on behalf of the Republicans to get a bipartisan deal. It's always a deal. It's like the deal in Copenhagen, the Nopenhagen. Republicans and Democrats yesterday ended a 2-week standoff on the bill, bringing Congress closer to approving the biggest financial oversight restructuring since the 1930s. Of course, that would be Franklin Delano, the card-carrying communist Roosevelt. 2 years after a mortgage meltdown shook global markets and hobbled Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. and other Wall Street firms. Well, the move came a day after Goldman Sachs Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein, I'm squirming and weaking Blankfein, and other company executives underwent more than 10 hours of questioning by a congressional panel looking at Wall Street's role in the financial crisis. I still haven't been able to find any place that would guarantee so that I could definitively say that the SEC has dropped their charges of fraud against them. Anybody knows the answer to that question, send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Senate Republicans have finally agreed to let us begin this debate, Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, said in a statement. Obstruction has wasted enough of the American people's time, and now it's time to get to work. Well, anyway, they go that way on that one, but they go this way on this one. The Democratic draft of the immigration bill emphasizes border security. You know, I've talked about this until I'm blue in the face. Of course, that's the color that was chosen for the binder, the cover of the book that I have that really tells the whole story. This is all at a United Nations program, folks. You can have all the bills you want emphasizing border security. You can pass all of the legislation that you want, but until the United States comes to understand that as long as it is a signer on these various and sundry United Nations treaties, which trump law in this country, our borders are not going to close. And all this stuff is just a bunch of icing. In other words, rather brown cake. Democratic leaders in the Senate are drafting immigration legislation that would aim to bolster border security at U.S. borders before later providing a way for illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. I guess it all just depends on whether you understand it that this is either this state or that state or the state, according to international law.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Radio S. With your host, Jimmy S.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again, and I think if any of you would really like to be the star, the shining, bright, shining star at the next social gathering, perhaps the next cocktail party or when you go out to dinner with your friends, you might avail yourselves of some of the information that's out there. This, the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development, the United Nations Development Agenda, and the Global Commission on International Migration Compared, is a compendium, just as it says, prepared by the Economic and Social Affairs Division or Program or Organism inside of the BEAST system, the United Nations, is prepared for discussions in New York in 2006. The Department of Economic and Social Affairs, ECOSOC. And what is this compendium? Well, basically, the Population Division of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations Secretariat is responsible for providing the international community with timely and reliable information on population and development. The Population Division provides guidance on population and development issues, including those related to international migration. To the General Assembly, the Economic and Social Council, and the Commission on Population Development in particular, the Population Division is responsible for the substantive preparation of the high-level dialogues on international migration and development that the General Assembly will conduct in September of 2006. Of course, that was Kofi Annan as the Secretary General of the United Nations. And under Kofi Annan, he is his high-level special representative on all things immigration and development was none other than Lawrence Summers. Of course, under Ban Ki-moon, he was continued on in that capacity as a special representative to the Secretary General of the United Nations in regards to all things international migration and development. And, of course, Barry the Usurper selected Lawrence Summers to be one of his high-level counselors as well. So, if you want to understand this discussion, we need to step out of this myopic, you know, the state thing, and understand that until this particular agenda is defeated or turned down at the international level amongst the international financial community and the international community in general, illegal aliens are going to continue to evade the country. And not just this country. They're drifting all over the global plantation. They're drifting from one green pasture to another green pasture, trying to find those green shoots to suck the life out of another people. But there are these six principles of action, or principles for action, which I've shared before. You can find this all in this book, by the way. You could simply go up to the United Nations website, unp.un.org. That's the United Nations Publications. .un.org, and you can ask for or look up and acquire for yourself. I imagine they've got a visa portal there someplace. But you can ask for sales number E, that's a capital E, .06, the Roman numeral 8, in other words, XIII, .7. Again, that's E.06XIII.7. I'm going to try it a different way. You could go with the ISBN number, which is 92-1-151-422-3. Again, that's ISBN 92-1-151-422-3. This was published back in April of 2006, but it has six principles here on page 85 of this tome. It's not all that long. Probably have to give $25 or $30 for the book, though. The United Nations publications are rather pricey. It's to keep all of the ignorant and unlearned and unwashed out of the knowledge of what is happening in the global community. But the principles for action run this way. One, migrating out of choice. Migration and the global economy. Two, reinforcing economic and development impact. Three, addressing irregular migration. Four, strengthening social cohesion through integration. Five, protecting the rights of migrants. Six, enhancing governance, coherence, capacity, and cooperation. And if you'll read those and understand that, and then go through this entire book and look at all of the Global Commission on International Migration recommendations, and there's a bunch of them, you'll find that there will be no cessation to illegal alien invasion, probably in our lifetimes. It's the wave of the future, my man. The remissions... In other words, when an illegal comes into this country, say from Mexico, and they start to work at Jalapeno Joe's construction company, they send their money back through usually Western Union or Wells Fargo or somebody else to their family members. And when that money comes back in, sometimes it has to pass through a governmental portal. There's money made on both ends. Poor Emmanuel Labor, he loses a cut on this end when he turns his paycheck into a Wells Fargo check to send home, wires his money home, wire transfers. And then on the other end, Emmanuel Labor's family, they take another hit when they cash the check on their end. We've seen this coming all over Africa, all around Asia, many other places where they'll come in with a portable bank and they'll set up a portable bank in a little village that just happens to have a predominant cell of exporters, expatriates or whatever. It's big money. As a matter of fact, it's not just big money. It's such big money that it's almost the number one money generator for Mexico for their gross domestic product. It's not likely to stop anytime soon. But let's go back to this article, because this is the kind of stuff that you hear from the news. And this is a sort of smokescreen that's put out in Congress. Again, April 29th, Bloomberg, Democratic leaders in the Senate are drafting immigration legislation that would aim to bolster security at U.S. borders before providing a way for illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. Do we all understand English? Before providing a way for illegal immigrants, those are illegal aliens, they're not immigrants, illegal aliens. You could have an undocumented worker. There's many different terms that you can use here, but illegal immigrant is an obfuscation of truth. But again, before later providing a way for illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. A proposal being drafted by a group that includes Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada and Senator Chuckie Schumer of New York would require that more money first be poured into boosting the number of border officers and U.S. immigrations and customs enforcement agencies. Open the wallet, create more money, pour it into the rat hole. All right? They're not saying anything here about, renegotiating agreements and treaties made through the United Nations and the international community. They're not addressing anything in here that has to do with anything substantive. This is all window dressing. This is the sort of stuff that makes people happy. It makes you feel good. But it never, ever, ever, ever gets enforced. Proponents of immigration reform acknowledge that we need to meet clear and concrete benchmarks before we can finally ensure that America's borders are secure and effectively deal with the millions of illegal immigrants already in the United States. Nonsense. Poppycock. Work on the Democratic legislation comes after efforts towards a bipartisan measure involving Schumer and South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham fell apart, blah, 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 blah. Been following this stuff for years. Go up on the internet. Look into it. International Migration and Development. It's a global thing. Not local. It's global.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Indeed, and in fact, make it difficult for Emmanuel Labor and his family to live in Arizona, and they'll move to Oklahoma. If they don't move to Oklahoma, they might move to Arkansas. If they don't go to Arkansas, they might go to Missouri. If they don't move into Missouri, they'll move to Kansas, Dorothy. Or they'll go to California. Or they'll go someplace else. These are criminals. They break the law. They broke the law when they crossed the border. I'm so tired of hearing about this crazy handkerchief ringing. Well, they're just looking for a place to work. Well, I would do the same thing. I wouldn't. Do you wake up in the morning and try and figure out which laws you'll break today? I hope not. Anyway, with all that said, it's a much bigger issue. It's getting real tired. I'm tired of hearing about it. I think I started subscribing to the Middle American News back about 2001 or thereabouts. I continued that subscription for 4 some years. Every single issue was chuck-a-luck full, brim flow, and you know, full and overflowing with the illegal alien immigration news. Sold a lot of newspapers. Didn't seem to change the direction that was being. Well, actually, it didn't change the agenda from the United Nations whatsoever. Anyway, this is another one. This is another bit of this agenda coming down from the global east. You know, they really don't want us to be able to be self-reliant on all of the vast quantities of oil that we have at our disposal here in this northern continent. We have all the oil between Alaska, Canada, and the lower 48 of the U.S. We've got in all of the coastlines and the Gulf of Mexico, we've got all the oil we'll ever need for the rest of our lives, for the rest of this century. But anyway, here's another little bit. You know, you heard a brief flurry of discussion from Barry the Usurper's mouth that he was going to start considering to open up or allow offshore drilling. Well, we've had nothing but these kinds of stories since, and you're going to hear even more about it. But this off Bloomberg, update 2, British Petroleum oil well leaking 5 times faster than estimated. Jim Paulson and Katarzynska Klimasinska. Well, maybe we should just stop right there. Why are we always looking at Emmanuel Labor and the Mexican immigrants? I think racial profiling is going to stop illegal immigration to this country. We've got Russians in this country. We've got Poles in this country. We've got South Koreans. We've got Laotians. We've got Vietnamese. We've got Chinese. We got more illegal aliens in this country of every different stripe. How could you tell the difference between, let's say, a Ukrainian illegal immigrant and somebody that lives right down the street from you? Every color, every stripe, every tongue, every tribe, every creed. That's the way it's going to be until we do something about the United Nations. But we could pretend it doesn't exist. Back to this article, BP oil well leaking 5 times faster than estimated. A damaged British Petroleum PLC oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is leaking as many as 5,000 barrels of crude a day. Now, you do the math. 5,000 times 8421. And you'll get an idea of what the value of oil is that's being leaked into the Gulf of Mexico. The oil slick drifted the closest yet to the shore, the U.S. Coast Guard said. BP and federal officials have identified a third leak from the well. I'm sure federal officials. And related piping, said Eric Swanson, a Coast Guard spokesman. The edge of the spill was 16 miles from Louisiana at 8 p.m. local time yesterday. That's not very far out. A spokesman for the Spill Response Command said this morning, at that rate of leakage, by the third week in June, it'll exceed the 260,000 barrels the Exxon Valdez spilled in Alaska. You never let a good crisis go to waste. You never let one of these headline issues that were just pummeled into the brains of the people, you never let these things go away. All you have to do is say Exxon Valdez, and already everybody's already visualizing some drunken clown at the helm of one of these tankers running into the grounds while he's high on something. But anyway, at the rate of leakage, did you already have the vision conjured up in your mind? Did you see all those little birds soaked in oil? You see all of the Greenpeace and the Earth Firsters already in your mind? You remember all of that? It's immediately flooding back into your mind. That's why they include a sentence like this in this article. BP has been unable to shut valves at the top of the well and said a permanent seal may take 3 months. It plans to begin drilling another well to stop the leak as early as tomorrow. If they don't get that well cap soon, this is potentially a Valdez. Robert Shipp, chairman of the Department of Marine Sciences at the University of South Alabama, said in an interview, Alaska's habitat, here we go, which has productive fisheries, quote, doesn't compare with the tourist and beach economies of the five Gulf states. A forecast map posted out online last night showed landfall possible by 6 p.m. local time tomorrow near the mouth of the Mississippi River. Heavier oil may appear on the coast if the winds continued out of the southeast. So we had Katrina, and we're using this particular area in Louisiana under, as it is, really Roman law, kind of French law. Anyway, we've got this test bed here for testing out everything that FEMA and everybody else wants to do. I mean, they just come on it and on it and on it and on it. Mississippi River, absolutely essential. You're not going to take over the Mississippi River watershed and restore it to anything unless you start at its confluence or its mouth with the ocean. They have to start working from there upstream to be most effective, and they will. But anyway, heavier oil may appear on the coast if winds continue out of the southeast. The NOAA forecaster Charlie Hester Henry said at a press conference, the winds are going to be sustained out of the southeast for days and days and days. Well, even if it's not sustained out of the southeast for days and days and days, if this thing is left uncapped for 3 months, it's going to be a mess. That will push everything toward the coast. Southeast winds may build to 40 miles an hour today, he said. New Orleans port? The port of New Orleans, the largest U.S. port by volume, said yesterday it's closely monitoring the spill for potential risk to shipping along the Mississippi River. The port handled as many as 2,000 vessels a year. The main deep water channel from Gulf of Mexico to the river, called the Southwest Pass, remains open. Okay, you close down this port, and then you put all of the effort right back down on, what is it, Cardano, whatever it is, and you start talking about how absolutely necessary it is so that we can create a bypass around this closed port and the Mississippi River Valley, which runs all the way to the Canadian border virtually, the drainage basin for the watershed for the Mississippi River is huge. You close that port down there with an oil spill, and then you're going to have to continue with all of the work on the Trans-Texas Corridor and this new corridor northward, because we're going to have to reroute all of our all of the oil and everything that needs to come into the United States and all of the products from China. We'll have to bring it all, reroute it. So just watch as this thing continues. Anyway, let's pick up another one, slightly different twist. This was Gulf Coast fishing. Tourism imperiled by oil spill. If you can't get them one way, hit them in their dollar basket. If you can't get them from the side of logic or reason or from finance, then hit them from the other reason. Go into tourism, bring in the Chambres du Commerce, and bring in all of the Bugs and Bunny groups. By Aaron Kuriloff and Jim Paulson, writing from Bloomberg, billions of dollars generated by outdoor sports, commercial fishing, and beach tourism along the Gulf of Mexico coast is at risk if crude oil leaking from a damaged offshore well washes aground. Do you think there's going to be very much political will in Congress to move forward on offshore well oil well drilling and development when this is topping the news? I don't think so. The oil spill off Louisiana's coast from a well owned by BP PLC may threaten wildlife and seafood production in a state known as, quote-unquote, sportsman's paradise, as well as in Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, or Texas, said Robert Schiff, the chairman of the Department of Marine Sciences at the University of South Alabama. If this thing really gets to the coast, if this thing really gets to the coast, to those sugar white beaches, building a visual image for you, from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Panama City, Florida, boy, that's a pretty place, I've been there, that would be just a horrible disaster, Schiff said. Fire up the carts, folks. FEMA's on its way.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So just reporting a little bit on the news this morning, and we're deep into this big mess here in the Gulf of Mexico, from Gulf Shores, Alabama, to Panama City, Florida. Just be a horrible disaster. I hate to make light of this, folks, but, you know, I mean to tell you, there's just not enough work for all of the Mexicans, or all those people from South America, and all those people from Asia. Just not enough work in America because we had a downturn in the housing market. These people are unemployed. Of course, this is really going to be a lot of nasty, ugly, horrible work that Americans just aren't going to want to do. So we're going to have a flood of illegal aliens come in to help with this cleanup as this oil comes ashore. Big, big problem here. Louisiana is the largest seafood producer in the lower 48. You know, they really don't care about whether we have any food to eat. And certainly they can't stand fishing, because fishing, if they would do it intelligently, it just kind of replenishes itself. Been doing that since the beginning of time. Louisiana is the largest seafood producer in the lower 48, with annual retail sales of about $1.8 billion. According to state data, that ought to fire up all of the seafood producers and all of the processors and all of the shipping. There ought to be a very strong International Chambers de Commerce lobby group on this one. Recreational fishing generates about $1 billion in retail sales a year. You're going to have to get all those people, all those recreational fishermen, into the lobby here as well. I mean, kind of they're going to come out of the woodwork. Our marshes are nurseries, and if those marshes are impacted, those juveniles that are dependent on feeding in those marshes will be affected too. 90% of the species you find in our waters are dependent on those marshes. These species include shrimp, oysters, crab, menhaden, and game fish that have made Louisiana a destination for seafood lovers, commercial harvesters, and anglers. This is all part of Katrina. It's a continuation. This is Katrina Part 2. The marshes are also home to 5 million migratory birds, along with alligators, turtles, and other species. Depending on what happens in the next few days, this could have a relatively small impact on coastal Louisiana or a significant long-term effect, including closed fishing areas, oiled wildlife, and worse. Louisiana's marshy coastline extends 15,000 miles. Can't you just see them all out there now, wiping all the little birds and taking the tar balls off of the turtles' backs, etc., etc.? BP expanded placement of a floating boom designed to block oil slicks to 100,000 feet or 30 kilometers today and has another 500,000 feet available, Scuttles said. The company expects to clean some oil off the shore, he said. It's probably not possible to collect all the oil offshore. It's going to come on. Coming ashore, with winds expected to blow the oil ashore in the next few days, it's beginning to become more of a concern. The well began leaking, and then it goes on and on, talks all about it. Well, this story is going to continue to build, no doubt about it. Again, along the same line, and remember that Lawrence Summers is in the wings. He's in the wings for climate change, too, under the Barry the Usurper's administration. Funny. Like a bad penny, Lawrence Summers just doesn't seem to want to go away. April the 29th, Bloomberg, Singaporeans splash their way through 2 meters of rain each year on an average, three times as much as Londoners, splashing through rain, 2 meters, 6.5 feet of rain each year on an average. I can tell you, my friends, lived in a little log cabin, two-room log cabin by myself. I took rainwater off of one side of a 14 by 24 building with a galvanized metal roof into rain barrels and was never out of water a day that I lived there. If we get less than 40 inches of rain here in southwest Missouri, and if you're careful with your rain, water collection, and get into the habit of doing it regular, getting up in the middle of the night as soon as the rain begins and going to bed when the rain ceases, that sort of thing. One can actually collect about as much water as you need to live. And I was raising chickens and dogs and other things, too, all off that water. And these people get 6.5 feet of rain each year. And yet, this article is going to talk about scarcity and the importance of the big corporations to come in and solve their problem for them, as if they were so ignorant as that they couldn't get to the point of collecting and storing their own rainwater, which they have a superabundance of. Yet the island's nation's economy depends on water imports from its rival, Malaysia. Why are they dependent upon water imports from its rival, Malaysia? They get 6.5 feet of rain each year. Pretty clean water, you know. Rainwater is quite clean if they could just quit spraying all the chemicals in the atmosphere. Anyway, that reliance will ease on May the 3rd, 2 days after May Day, May Day, May Day. That reliance will ease May the 3rd when the country opens its newest of 5 water recycling facilities. Remember, I shared with you out of Mikhail Gorbachev's Green Cross magazine, the articles, Water, Water Everywhere and Not a Drop to Drink, and also the other article that spoke of water as blue gold. Blue gold. Certainly here in our little town of Exeter, we had a 200% increase in the cost of water to the house, municipal water, underwriting a new and relatively small water expansion with a new well and a new water tower. But anyway, continuing along here, certainly blue gold in my opinion, after having lived so long without having to pay for water. But that reliance will ease on May the 3rd when the country opens its newest of 5 water recycling facilities. Instead of using all these millions and millions of gallons of fresh, clean rainwater Instead, they're going to recycle water. The $50 million gallon a day plant is a showcase for the expertise Singapore is using to tap a global market in water management, from treating sewage to desalination. That market consultants Frost and Sullivan say will more than triple to $1.38 trillion by 2010. We don't use common sense, no. Instead, we use General Electric Company and Siemens and market consultants Frost and Sullivan to solve the problem and generate $1.38 trillion by 2020 off of blue gold. GE and Siemens are among companies that have invested in Singapore, lured by the government's commitment to water treatment technology, to supply countries such as China an industry where increasing wealth means consumers each use more and compete for resources with the chip factories, refineries, and farms needed to sustain economic growth. All right? Sustainable development. You think it's about the environment, but it's not about the environment. It's about sustaining economic growth. Quote, a lot of our know-how in water technology comes from our drive to be self-sufficient. I've spoken on that in the past. This is a utopian pipe dream, self-sufficiency. Self-reliance, certainly, but self-sufficiency. Said Be Swan Gin, Chief Executive Officer of the Economic Development Board of Singapore. Did you realize your state has an economic development agency as well? EDAs? They're everywhere, you know. It's part of the new paradigm. It's part of the new administrative governing system, governance system. While Paris-based Viola Environment and Compagnie du Suez, oh yeah, Suez, water, and London's Thames, now this is right back out of Green Cross, Optimist, right out of the article. All of these are key players. Some of the biggest water holders on the planet have worked on water technologies for decades. Yes, they have. Blue gold. It is government support that gives Singapore's industry an edge, said Melvin Leong, a Kuala Lumpur-based consultant at Frost and Sullivan. In the past 3 years, the city-state's companies have won over 100 projects in more than 15 countries, valued at $5.6 billion, according to the Public Utilities Board of Singapore. The sustainable development is all about demand. You've got to continue to create the demand for these various and sundry corporations' products in order to sustain development, sustainable development. And you thought it was about three-toed tree frogs and polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean looking for an iceberg to clamber out upon to eat another baby seal. Well, that's it for the first hour. We'll pick it up right there when we come back and go into a little bit about the news sphere. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions. Sometimes the greatest solution that I can offer is just, you know, engaging our minds in some of this stuff we hear. In the first hour, we talked about a bunch of news. BlackRock, I didn't get to that one yet. BP oil wells, the Gulf Coast, GE, Siemens, Senate, Republicans getting involved in the financial affairs legislation, and the Democrats going after the immigration legislation. Looking at this idea of water as being blue gold. I don't know. I don't know how many years in a row I have to talk about this stuff before people start to get it in their minds, but it is starting to spread. People are starting to wake up to the global agenda, but very slowly, unfortunately. But we will continue to wake up more people and more people if you will help us to get this word out to your friends and your acquaintances. You could take advantage of your email list and just send out an email to everybody and say, boy, I don't know, listen to this guy, Will Roberts, in the morning here on Oracle Broadcasting from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. Let me know, is he crazy? Or is he speaking truth to power? Does he know what he's talking about, or is he just completely deluded? Let them decide. All you got to do is bring them in. Bring them into the fold. Give us an opportunity to talk to some of them, and maybe they would wake up too. Is this going to be won by education? Maybe. Maybe not. We'll go over there in a minute. If we have time, we'll talk to Aldous Huxley again and find out a little bit about his ideas of education for freedom. But as you know, earlier this week we started in based upon, as a result of a interview that Michael Vail had on his broadcast of Vantage Point with Barbara Marx Hubbard. Michael asked me if I would join him in the second hour, which I was glad to do, to try and summarize a little bit of what she had brought out and maybe bring some light to that complex issue of co-creation and all the New Age things that go with it. And in the process, came into this understanding of a reawakening, if you will, the memory to Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. We started in reading from his The Antiquity and the World Expansion of Human Culture, which was prepared for this international symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth, which was held in Princeton, New Jersey in 1955, just 7 years after the creation of the United Nations. A man's role in changing the face of the earth is the news every day. And it's really not new news, it's old news. But it's moving us toward this new global governance system. And even though, from my own research and looking into it, doesn't seem to be a terribly large number of people following Barbara Marx Hubbard, they're influential people, and they're globalists, international travelers. And you could say, well, how could such a small group of people, they have 200 people signed up for the next course, their next seminar, they're looking for 300. How could such a small group of people be of any concern to the greater number? Well, there's only, 5,000 members of the Council on Financial or excuse me, Council on Foreign Relations, how many people are working at the Tavistock Institute today? Sometimes a very small number of people, well-placed, with a profound idea, can have wide-sweeping impact, especially as they influence education, curriculums, academia. When they teach this stuff to the young people, and the young people then go on and become teachers, and they teach as well, think of the overall multiplier effect of all of those teachers working simultaneously to advance agendas in your public schools.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again here on our Thursday, April the 29th, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, thinking, reflecting during the break. You know, one of the things about this BP PLC oil spill going on down in the Gulf of Mexico, you'd have to ask yourself, at least I am asking myself this question over the break, is the clock ticking? Is there a balance sheet that's being created? PLC, BP, British Petroleum, you know, certainly they could be considered a great friend, I guess, for all the people who drive their automobiles endlessly. It's a place where people get pulled into the BP station and fill them up, right? Well, they're vastly, you know, they have vast holdings. They're exceedingly wealthy. They are making $84 and, well, not really, but let's just use the number. They're selling crude oil at $84.21 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as it is in Oklahoma today. So is the clock ticking? We've got the National Guard out there. We've got NOAA all fired up. You've got all of these government agencies. All those people work. They don't work for free. This is at the taxpayer expense. We're going to have all of these people fired up and clean up the spill, clean up and all of that process. You know, 100-mile oil slick, da-da-da-da, coming to the shore, $1.8 billion fisheries, blah, 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 blah. There are insurance companies, no doubt, that underwrite for BP. But are we going to turn this into some kind of a three-ring circus, or are we going to just go ahead and keep this financial? Will this be the oil spill that conceivably could take out BP? It'll be their end. Perhaps they'd be a little bit more careful in the future if, and all the rest of the oil producers and all of the OPEC members, perhaps if they had to pay the full bill here, they'd be a little bit more careful in the future, take greater precautions, redundancy, multiple valves. They're trying to figure out some way of turning off a valve. They only have one. Did the engineers not think that there might be a problem? Wasn't there an underwater valve? Wasn't there some other valve? Wasn't there other ways to turn it up? Was there only one? So we're looking at man's role in changing the face of the earth, and certainly man has soiled his nest. So this fellow, Pierre Thiel Hard de Chardin, and there's other ways of pronouncing that, writes this for this symposium, and I've shared the beginning of this before. We're going to continue it and close it today, hopefully. But it's a planetary nature of man, a presentation of the nous sphere. And again, that nous sphere is a compound made up from the Greek words nous and sphera, which means mind sphere. And as we found, it's like a planetary skin. It's a sphere that goes around the planet. There, where the mind of man exists. It's like a thin skin over the planet. The interconnectedness of mind. And again, in this article, we found the introduction of the biosphere. This is a great geologist, Seuss, that came up with this idea. He added to what was then understood as the barysphere, the lithosphere, the atmosphere, etc. He added this idea of the biosphere. And to that, they've added the noosphere, the sphere of the mind around this planet. He talks about a frail but superactive film of highly complex self-reproducing matter spread around the world. And this BP spill is impacting that super fragile, super active film of highly complex self-reproductive matter spread around the world. And it talks about this idea of becoming ultra-reflexive, that is, ultra-human, by reaching some stage of monoculturation or else to resign and to die on the way. This, aside from any temperamental or philosophical considerations, must on purely scientific grounds be regarded as the biological fate of man. Become ultra-reflective or die. And so then it just kind of continues. And we're going to continue with that reading now. Again, he says, from the preceding analysis of the cultural nature of human expansion, one might conclude erroneously that the so-called noosphere is nothing more than an uninteresting kind of pseudo or para-organism since, according to widespread opinion, it would be dangerously confusing to identify what is really natural and what is simply cultural, that is, artificial in the world. Here, we confess to touch upon a point still hotly debated even among anthropologists, namely, to decide whether the word biological can or cannot be applied correctly to the workings and to the product of human culture. And yet, in our opinion, a decisive and final positive answer to the problem is already forced upon our minds by the three following joint considerations. Now, this is where we stopped before. Point number one, whatever may be the ultimate physical nature of psychological awareness, increasing consciousness, traceable by increasing cerebration or the activity of the mind, is overwhelmingly proved by general paleontology and comparable or comparative zoology to be a safe and absolute parameter of biological evolution. We're involved in a debate. We're involved in a discussion here back in the 1950s at this symposium. Is there any real evolution? Is man evolving in any way, shape, or form? Are other things evolving at all? Or are we just dying on this planet? Are we evolving? Are we actually making changes? Is there going to be an emergence of different body kinds or mind kinds as a result of this evolution in the brain? Are we having an evolutionary revolution? A revolution in the very process of natural evolution? Big question is whether or not there's any such thing as evolution. Is it just some specious invention of Charles Darwin? His Origin of the Species. You might read that book. If you haven't, it doesn't take long to read it. But it has had a great impact, and it's being taught in schools today. There's a big argument between evolution and creation. Here's the second point. Aside from any undue anthropocentrism, but from the inescapable evidence derived from the revolutionary effects of hominization, or remember hominization, hominids, hominaciation, the spread of man across the face of the earth. Aside from any undue anthropocentrism, but the inescapable evidence derived from the revolutionary effects of hominization, reflexive awareness must be held not as a mere variety, but as a superstage of consciousness. A superstage of consciousness. There are those who are actually anticipating that in around 2012, we hominids will have a mental evolution, and that it's happening in our midst, and that it may be triggered by the internet. Judging from the very mechanism of its operation, this is point number three, which is ultimately reducible to a process of co-cerebration and co-reflection. Now, these are hyphenated words again. Co-cerebration and co-reflection. This idea of co-creationists is another hyphenated term that used by Barbara Marx Hubbard and the transhumanist community. Come back and talk about co-cerebration and co-reflection after the words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so here in this paper, what we're dealing with is a debate that exists between that which is natural and that which is cultural, trying to find out whether you can say that biological evolution is a result of natural causes or it's a cultural cause. This idea of co-cerebration, the activity of the brain, co-cerebration, it's like not necessarily, well, it could be considered as hive mind. But of course, people are not like ants, and people are not like termites. The termitary and the anthill are not quite the same as the way hominids interact. Even the author testifies that in this paper. But what is this idea of co-cerebration and co-reflection? You know, we're talking about hate crimes these days. And they're trying to come to a point where they can actually look at someone walking through an airline terminal and find out whether or not they have C4 in their pants. Or something else. Where we're actually trying to elevate ourselves to little G-Godmen to the point where we can think to ourselves that we can look at someone else and anticipate what they're going to do next. Co-cerebration, where I would be able to read your mind, you would be able to read my mind, our minds would be working together, and through a process of synergy, bringing Buckminster Fuller and synergism into the discussion, through a process of synergy where the sum of the parts or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, we would have this third consciousness, creative consciousness that would rise up out of that, that would be beyond the consciousness of any one of us individually. Some would say that when a group of musicians get on the stage and they're all playing, like in a jazz band, for instance, where they're ad-libbing or taking solos or they're just jamming, used to be the phrase we would use, that you would actually share a mind, a common mind. I don't think so, having sat in those groups and played that way. Even if you're in an orchestra pit and everyone has sheet music, yes, it might be motivational music, it might be really stimulative, it may be sad, it may be happy, but everyone's looking at their sheet music. In a jazz ensemble, that's not quite the same, but you're still building off of something that you heard previously. You're not really sharing the thoughts of the other person. And then if you enter into the zone of logical positivism where words become merely symbols in a language game, it complicates everything even further because the word that I use or I wrote may not be what I had in mind, may not be what I meant. It just was the word that I wrote, red ball. Red ball. You may not understand what red ball is at all. But if you knew the meta language, the language about the language, red ball would be obvious to you. It's like using the language of the mystery schools on the nightly news. So this idea of co-cerebration and co-reflection, culturation cannot be regarded as anything less than a direct prolongation of homonization. Of course, for these writings, Teilhard de Chardin was outcast by the church, and being a Jesuit priest, father, doctor, father, Teilhard de Chardin, Pierre, anyway. Obviously, the article continues, if they are linked with one another in their natural order, these three successive steps, scientifically detected in the terrestrial development of life, one, direct or simple consciousness, reflection, or consciousness raised to its second power for man to know that he knows, and three, culture, co-reflection, to have one and only one possible meaning, these three, they show in an unmistakable way, according to the author, by their mere natural sequence that man, though through culturation, is not drifting away along some side path and toward some blind corner of the universe, but that he is still moving directly along the major axis of cosmic development. Cosmic development. Well, let's take a sidebar here and bring up our caller, Lark, in to Dallas. Lark, are you with me this morning?
I am indeed. Good morning, Will.
Well, good morning, and Eureka, the phone bank is working properly today. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind? How is this stimulating you?
Well, as usual, Will, you constantly stimulate me. your investigations into what our world has become and what it's what its outlook is for our future are compelling indeed. And so I thought I might just chime in with a couple of thoughts of my own, which I think tie in very well with your discussion, if I might.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, you mentioned that word co-creationism.
Yes.
And then you also discussed subject matters related to Darwinism.
Yes.
As well as Malthusian doctrines that are gaining primacy today in our public school systems and in our thought processes because it's being socially engineered upon us, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of interesting words that fit right in with this is this word scientism, which for me describes the primacy of science over all other considerations.
Yes.
And what that is doing to us as a people is it's really rather taking away the moral order of things. I mean, if we dislike religion, for example, intensely, there are certain things that we rather cotton to, I think, as a people, and one of those things is the Christian golden rule. And if we discount that, because science says that when we talk about really just the facts, Jack, and we want to arrive at the truth, ma'am, we really must discount anything that has to beyond the scientific method.
Correct.
And so science attains a primacy in our thought processes to the point that we disavow these kinds of human traits that we've developed over time in a civilized society and throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, that's part of what this author is leading towards when we're trying to look at the difference between natural and cultural. We're looking at something that if I look at the natural law and go back to the beginnings of that, there are these fundamental basic principles that just as Sir Edward Coke said, appear written on the heart of man by the very finger of God or the Creator. This is the natural law. And then we move from that period into really with John Locke, just not long after there, well, in about the same time period, his idea of empiricism and a new metaphysics. Now we start moving in closer towards what you're intimating here, this idea of scientism. I brought up Auguste Comte, who's principal in this, because if he says that, as he says, that everything is relative and that is the only absolute, and if we're going to go into the positivist, the logical positivist mindset, where we can accept only those things that can be revealed by the senses, and that echoes Locke, then we really have a dilemma. Let's pick it up there right after this break. Stay with us, Mark. Stay with us, audience. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you're out there in America, you'd like to get in and join on the conversation, as our caller Lark from Dallas has done. Let's go back to Lark. Lark, you know, you're talking about, we're bringing into this discussion scientific materialism. We're looking at this empiricism and the realistic metaphysics. We're looking at making a contrast between that which is natural and that which is cultural, perhaps calling it artificial. We're looking at the way that law and our lives have been created out of our tongues, our tribes, our creeds, and our cultures. All of these things are coming into this, and then we start talking about co-celebration and co-reflection. And again, I don't know whether you heard the interview last Sunday evening with Michael Vail when he interviewed Barbara Marks Hubbard. But upon further research after that broadcast, and certainly Vicki Davis has brought some of this to my attention. I credit her there, channelingreality.com, folks. But Hubbard apparently is quite deep into mimetics, and you're the one that introduced that word and that concept to me. So, you know, all of this stuff seems to be working together in this new idea of co-creationist and anticipating some kind of a Martian leap here, some kind of a quantum leap in thinking. But Barbara Marks Hubbard styles it out three different ways. There will be those that are the star children, those that want to leave the planet, those that want to just continue, all things continue as they are, and then those that need to be exterminated. But back to you on all of this. Please continue.
Well, I have to say, I mean, you and I are close to the same age, in our mid-50s, and I mean, I was introduced to the writings of Barbara Marks Hubbard back in the 70s, and, you know, then basically got steeped in that entire gestalt for a few years like everybody else, and then really forgot about it as I went on with my life and tried to build my life. But yeah, I find, frankly, all of this new age claptrap to be rather dangerous. And that includes things, stylings from even Darwin, because I don't think that science is always the answer. We are prone to human error, even with science. And these observations that we make with our scientific investigations, and particularly as they're based on empirical evidence that is supposed to be repeatable, is where we need as human beings to be able to direct our attention to our own ability to think critically and to constantly question these kinds of things. And I think that the young people today, even our own generation, have been taught to believe that science is the answer for everything. And, you know, we have to remember that with scientism, we have all kinds of new language and new sciences that have grown up out of this idea that science is to be more important than things that are written across the heart.
Well, we certainly would need to have Christ-like wisdom, if you will, in our scientists if we were to, you know, just turn over the reins of the planet to that group. Again, we look at all things that can come out of laboratories and think tanks and work groups. We can think of them as tools. Tools have both utility, and they can be, you know, they can be used for good, and they can be abused. A hammer is a hammer, and a good heart framing hammer, well hung with an ash handle and nicely balanced, is a joy to use when you're framing up a house. But you take that same hammer out into the driveway, let the children have it to break rocks, and it does a poor job at breaking rocks, and it'll destroy the hammer. So, you know, tools have uses, but when we look at science and turn everything in our world over, and you're right, through the process of education in just the last 50 years, by an over-reliance on science, we walk into a real minefield, because unless the young people out there who are trained up and being funded by the various corporations sitting in the university laboratories all around America and around the world, unless they have a good foundation in other understandings, they can truly believe that what they're doing in a genetics laboratory is just the greatest thing since sliced bread, and unleash some kind of a horror like an infection of all of the rice crops in America, genetically modified seed spreading, destroying the natural rice crop in this country in a one or two seasons. They can make irreparable damage on the planet. So, yeah, really interesting stuff.
You know, and then too, Will, you mentioned that word utilitarian, mm-hmm. which is really, which really just kind of connotes useful tools, and oftentimes these are man-made tools. And one of the most pervasive, most often used man-made tools are actually words,
exactly,
and numbers.
Yes, that's where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted to go a little bit in today's broadcast. I may have to cover it tomorrow, but I wanted to get into, from Aldous Huxley in his Brave New World Revisited, his discussion on language and linguistics as it's used in propaganda, but also his ideas on education for freedom, because even though he is the author of Brave New World, and that was kind of frightening for some people the same way when we were going to school as reading 1984, Orwell's work, at the same time, in Brave New World Revisited, which I think is a much more interesting read, he's looking at the world moving forward from the 30s and through from the 50s forward with a different eye, as more of a caution or a warning as opposed to a prediction.
Well, you know, so much of science today is actually a pseudoscience and or it's a soft science. You know, I'm reminded of the science of bioethics and the new science of sociobiology. And even economics is a man-made science. And the things that you're bringing forth are very valuable for people to take to heart and also take to mind. And we must always remember that words act really... can act as swords, which means every word that we employ, whether internally or in our interactions with others, is oftentimes weighted or coded differently.
Absolutely.
And because we have a dualistic nature about ourselves, and so we must realize that we're truly throwing out the baby with the bathwater when we make assumptions about the way things are in life that really are not true, especially if we take a strong stance, one side or the other, many times in our polite discussions about what the meanings of certain words are. And this gets at the root of scientism, in my opinion, because scientists, these people are fashioning themselves as experts.
Absolutely.
We unthinkingly believe them to be the last word on every topic because, you know, somehow in our minds we have assumed that we are not imbued with critical thinking and independent spirits and thoughts.
Yes, this is the dichotomy between common sense, you know, and reason. And this over-reliance, and this again goes back to our discussion earlier the week in regards to Auguste Comte. But if we could think of it from the standpoint that if the experts that say, the men familiar with the matter said, the guy behind the curtain said, if we can look at that and think of our life where we have turned to this new page in human history, where it is to these experts, it is to the cadre of super social scientists that we first turn, and it's their last word. It's where we first turn or first sought, and then theirs is the last word on issues. Where we do not say, well, yeah, but the Wizard of Oz was wrong there, even though we value this person for their education, let's say, but nevertheless, they And as Aristotle said, such as they begin badly, they can't help but to end badly. We saw the disaster, or really the success, in Copenhagen in regards to man-made global warming. If we have an over-reliance on the experts, and you've brought it out as well, this idea of the tyranny of words, then we have really opened ourselves up for a mess. And again, this goes back to Edward Bernays, the whole idea of social engineering through propaganda. That was how Catholicism was originally, that's what they came up with, the term propaganda. But that whole direction, all of these things work together. And the other night, I don't know whether you caught it or not, but on Wayne Madsen's report, he used this phrase, which I'll just... Well, we'll have to wait until the other side of this break, but it's about an economy, and we'll talk about that briefly on the other side. Do stay with me, if you would, Lark, and we can continue on the other side of these messages.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
As we transfer into or transition into more and more of an economic society, and certainly the news that I bring out every morning, listeners, is largely off of the Bloomberg website, and it's intentionally done. because this is really the international news of economy. This is the place that it really seems to cluster up, and everything New York and everything London and everything global. But when Wayne Madsen was speaking the other evening on his report, he said that you set aside all of the moral things and all that we had in previous times, and it just boils down to this. In an economy, profit is a good and loss is a bad, or loss is evil. So everything is either profit good and loss evil, or nothing. It's an all or nothing situation. And as we found with the hearings there, the Senate hearings with Levin going against blank fine and trying to get to the bottom of whether there was or there was not misdealing on the part of Goldman Sachs, it's all profit good, loss bad. And that really is a trouble. And so here, just briefly, out of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, just two sentences. One, the effects of false and pernicious propaganda cannot be neutralized except by a thorough training in the art of analyzing its techniques and seeing through its sophistries. And second, for the last two or three generations, philosophers have devoted a great deal of time and thought to analysis of symbols and the meaning of meanings. Now here, he's invoking the logical positivists, those that came after Auguste Comte. How are the words and sentences which we speak related to the things, persons, and events with which we have to deal in our day-to-day living? We live in a world of symbols and symbolism. Everywhere you go, there are logos, and Freeman on his broadcast has talked considerably of that, and you can find out much more about it on his website. But we live in this world of symbols and symbology, and unfortunately, as Larky brought out, we have the very same symbology going on in our language. Now, we know from our study of the mysteries, we know from our study of the past and the present, in all things, there are multiple discussions going on. If you listen to P.M. Barnett, Thomas P.M. Barnett, in his broadcast, the interview that he had with Michael Vail as well on the Vantage Point, when we look at the videos that he has produced for the Army War Colleges and others, you realize, if you have the discernment to do so, that he's speaking at several audiences simultaneously. He's speaking first to the initiate, the unlearned, and the unwashed, and they understand and they hear certain things on another level. And then he also is speaking to the initiated, those that are beginning their journey, they're inside the system. He's speaking and talking to them, and they hear a different talk. But lastly, he's also talking to the adept. He's talking to the high priests of war. He's talking to the high priests of global finance. And here he's using symbology that only they would understand, because only they understand the mysteries. Does any of that make sense, Lark?
It absolutely does. I am reminded of that word, another ism, known as perfectibilism.
Exactly.
And these are the, you know, perfectibilism has actually attempted to inculcate human minds with the idea that only reason, only accumulation of knowledge, these are the highest values.
Exactly.
And this is incorrect. It's incorrect to assume that only accumulation of words and understanding and reason and knowledge, these kinds of things are important, yes. But, for instance, as relates to the recent passage of the so-called health care bill, many Americans were introduced for the first time to that word communitarian, and another ism, communitarianism. But I wonder how many Americans really looked into, for example, the bioethics czar, Ezekiel Emanuel's understanding of that word futilitarianism, as in futile. If we look up that word futile, we'll recognize instantly that it has more than one definition. Simply speaking, it is the non-belief in all beliefs, as opposed to nihilism, which is belief in nothing. But if we look deeper, there is a definition that's taken from the new science of bioethics. And what that does is it ties every human value, and in fact, every human being, to an economic worldview. In other words, what is your value to society? Based upon whose criteria, though, is what we fail to ask ourselves. And so this people like a bioethics professor, who's considered one of our experts, one of our leaders, an appointed person, not democratically elected, that has decided that human life only has value as it relates to economics, and only the view of economics as established by these authoritarian swindlers who've held sway in our history for the last 2,000 years or more.
Well, again, it goes back down to profit good, loss bad. It comes back to the idea of inputs and outtakes or outputs. If your inputs exceed your outtakes, then you have made capital, if you will, in the new economy. And this, again, brings up the discussion that we had with Barbara Hubbard, because this is where she was going. She made a comment during the course of that broadcast on Sunday evening with Michael Vail. She reflects that, or assumed or advanced that Michael wasn't receiving any compensation for his doing the broadcast. And she confessed that she was not receiving any compensation for doing the broadcast, but she looked at her volunteerism there and Michael's volunteerism as basically, and I'm going to put the words in her mouth, she didn't use it, but as social credit. In other words, it need not be a financial transaction. It may not necessarily be a productive capacity that one engages in, but in the new in the co-creation vision that she holds, is that we would have this broadcast, for instance, I would simply be able to take my credit card, my social credit card, to the grocer and swipe my card. And because I donate all of my time and all of my mental energy and all of my intellectual property to the community at large without cost, then I would receive a benefit, a social benefit back to me, which would keep my card filled up so that I could always get my whole wheat bread and brown rice so that I could continue doing these things, you see. And so it's a different economy going forward. And as we find in Agenda 21, it's all about being more, not having more.
Well, the way I look at that is really just like the Chinese do. Why should I allow the people that have poisoned our planet and poisoned our minds and brought so much misery upon the human family to essentially be able to ascend the ladder and then kick the ladder out so that nobody else can ascend to their lofty perch? My view about social credit is this. Well, what happens if you do not spout the party line in terms of your economy, your interaction with the resources of the planet and with other human beings? Will you be denied those credits? Probably so. Why? Because you didn't spout the party line and you didn't toe the line.
Well, see, you're at that point, Lark, from Barbara, you're not evolving, you see. And so then if you go in and start looking at the dark side of her mind, then you'll find that you will be eliminated. That when we talk about this kind of utopian existence, and I want to thank you for your call. We're running out of time, so I'll just thank you for your call at this point and try and close the broadcast out gracefully. But the idea here is that if you don't evolve, if you're not part of the co-creation, if you're not part of the energy moving forward, then you are expendable. And if you go back and look at the Georgia Guidestones, if you look at the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard, you'll find that the riders on the pale horse will kindly and gently terminate your existence on this planet. That's their goal. That's the long-term event. And that's why I'm taking this much time to bring it to your attention. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.